another episode of Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Parakoy of the Dominion in Christ International, DICI. On this platform, get set for an encounter with God's Word. Expect an impartation and empowerment of the total man by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are created by God to live in dominion and victory all the days of your life. As you listen and believe, your situation will change in Jesus' name. And here now is Dr. Joseph.
I come to you today with a message titled, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? The Lord God of Elijah is the God that answered by fire. The Lord God of Elijah is the God of instant judgment. The Lord God of Elijah is the God who appears with the manifestation of the consuming fire. The Lord God of Elijah is the God who thunders and roars against the kingdom of darkness. The Lord God of Elijah is the God of power. Is the God who suddenly appears and inflicts unforgettable injury upon the enemy of God's children. The Lord God of Elijah is the God who appears and shakes heaven and earth. When the Lord God of Elijah appears, he comes into a situation with devastating power to arrest the situation and put at bay the host of darkness and put at bay the sicknesses, diseases, pains in your life. When he speaks from his holy temple, the whole earth will be silenced. The Bible says that Lord God is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. I read to you from 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2, I read verse 14. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, Where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted either and thither, and Elisha went over. I believe you know the story very well. Elijah was about to be taken away from Elisha. Elisha was following after Elijah. And Elisha was diligent and committed to the work of God. He was faithful to Elijah. And as they were going, Elisha had one orientation in his mind. What was that? I wanted a double portion of God's power in the life of Elijah. And Elisha was so committed. Elisha was focused. Elisha was dedicated. Elisha was totally giving to Elijah in everything. If you've understood it very well before, you have read it, you will notice. Elisha studied a Greek science. Elisha studied agronomy. Elisha studied something dealing with animal science. He was so good. Elisha was very, very rich. But when Elijah called him and the mantle came on Elisha, Elisha left everything and followed after Elijah. He left his family. He left his children. He left everything and followed after. And as they were going, a time came that Elijah was to be taken away. And he asked Elisha, What should I do for you? What do you really want from me? And Elijah asked one question that was so terrific that even Elijah could not believe. He said, I need a double portion of your power. Let a double portion of your power rest on me. And Elijah looked at Elisha and said, You have asked a hard thing. You have asked a hard thing. But if you see me, it shall be so. Let me announce to you today that it's nothing impossible for God. God can do all things. God can do everything. With him, all things are possible. Number one thing you understand from this story, from where we have read in this 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 14, Elisha was totally given unto Elijah. For you to see the power of God, for you to see the manifestation of the supernatural in your life, you must be totally given unto God. You must be totally given unto Jesus. Your life must be committed to God. You cannot be a half Christian and win the battles of life. Half Christian cannot fight a full-time Satan. For you to dominate your world, you must be totally given to Jesus. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take on you my yoke, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Elisha was totally given to Elijah. Elisha was totally committed to Elijah. No wonder he believed in the work and in the workings and the power of Elijah, and he got the double portion. You cannot get the best from God if you are not totally committed to him. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14 says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You want to see God in your life, you live a holy life. You want to see God in your family, you must be committed to him. You give your heart to him. You give your life to him. You give everything to him. You dedicate everything to him. When you give God everything, he will give you everything. When you commit your totality to him, he will commit his totality to you. If you can give God anything, you can receive anything from him. One, Elisha was totally committed to Elijah. And therefore, Elijah also was willing to give anything because of the commitment. Whatever you need from God, he can do it, but you must be committed to him first. Commit your life. Commit your heart. Commit your soul. Commit your spirit. Commit your body. Commit your career. Everything to him. He will take charge. He will take over. And he will give you the best in the name of Jesus. Number two thing you will see in the life of Elisha. Why was it that Elisha was able to manifest devastating power? Why was it that Elisha held sway over the host of darkness and nations around him in his own time? Elisha was a man of commitment and quietness. Elisha was a man that talked less. Elisha was a man that was separated from the rest so that he can be committed totally unto God. When you look at it there in 2 Kings, when Elijah was about to be taken away, Elisha knew, but he kept quiet. Elisha knew, but he didn't say anything. He didn't even tell the sons of the prophet. He kept quiet. Even when the sons of the prophet, when they were telling him, he didn't talk, he was quiet. You know something in your life today? You are not manifesting power because you talk too much. You are not being blessed because the blessing of God, when it's about to come into your life, you reveal your secret too much. You must keep quiet. The Bible says, in secret shall lie your strength. 2 Kings chapter 2. Let me read to you. Verse 3. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 3. And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yes, I know it. Hold ye your peace. They wanted to engage Elisha in discussion. They wanted Elisha to reveal the secret. But Elisha told them, yes, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Hold ye your peace. You cannot enjoy the manifestation of the God of Elijah if you are talkative. You cannot enjoy the manifestation of the God of Elijah if you reveal your secret to your friends, even to brothers and sisters. It's not everything you say. There are things you keep to yourself. There are things you keep to yourself. Because when you keep those things, they make you to achieve results. Our God is a God of secrets. The Bible says the secret thing belongeth unto the Lord. Even God keeps secrets. It's not everything you should be saying. It's not every brother you reveal your secret to. Joseph revealed the secret of his destiny. The journey of his life was elongated. Joseph spoke too much and he spent too much time in the wilderness of life. Keep your mouth shut. Keep it quiet. Keep it to yourself. Tell it to God, and God will back you up in the name of Jesus. Elisha kept quiet. Elisha was a man of few words. Elisha kept the secret. It's not everybody you are telling your secret of your life to. That new dream, that new vision, that new project, not all of them will be happy with you. Keep it to yourself. May the Lord help you in the name of Jesus. Number one, Elisha was totally given unto Elijah. Number two, Elisha was a man of total commitment and quietness. Number three, that you see in the life of Elisha. Elisha was a man of perseverance. Elisha did not give up even in the face of hopeless situation. Even when Elijah was trying to discourage him, when Elijah was trying to make him to know that it was not worthy to go with him, Elisha was consistent. Elisha was persistent. Look at his 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 3. And I read to you verses 3 and 4 now. And the sons of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yes, I know it. Hold ye your peace. Verse 4. And Elijah, the sons of prophet, tried to discourage him. He did not give up. Now the real master, his own master, tried to discourage him in verse 4. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. Can you see that? Total, complete dedication. A visionary man. A man of vision is a man that has focus. Elisha had focus. Elisha was not a dilly-dally man. Elisha was focused on what he wanted. Even when Elijah wanted him to change his mind, he refused to change his mind. He refused to give up. My brother, my sister, don't give up. The fact that you have not seen answer to that prayer does not mean God has not heard you. God has answered that prayer, but be persistent. Continue. Answer will come. Manifestation will come. The Bible says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Look at verse 6. And Elijah said unto him, 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 6. Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. Stop there. If Elisha will cross Jordan, how will he come back? He was not thinking about impossibility. He was thinking about possibilities. He was not thinking about the problem of tomorrow. He was looking at today. He wanted to get what he wanted because he knew this would be the best time of his life. Do you know the secret of breakthrough? The secret of power? The secret of authority? Don't concentrate on the problem of tomorrow. The Bible says sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Concentrate on now. Achieve, follow God now. Leave tomorrow, God will take care of that. You can get the power now. That is the power that will help you to dominate your tomorrow. You can pray more now, so that you can rule your world tomorrow. You can fast more now, so that you can command your tomorrow. You can do vigil more now, so that you can control your tomorrow. Elisha was concentrating on today. Elisha was not thinking, if I will follow him, we'll cross River Jordan, how will I come back? He wasn't thinking about that. He was concentrating. He said, I knew. I understand what you are saying. I know we will cross Jordan. Indirectly, Elijah was trying to tell Elisha, Elisha, we are going to cross Jordan. How will you come back without me? You know me, the angel or the spirit of God can take me away and will take me away. How will you come back? I believe Elisha looked at Elijah. He said, Master, leave that to God. God will take me back. I know that every stumbling block will become a stepping stone to my greater breakthrough. I know that God that knows all things will make it happen for me. He followed through. He did not give up. And he followed him. Even when he was following him, something happened. Look at it in verse 7. And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off. And they too stood by Jordan. They were viewing afar off. Those 50 men were asking, the end of Elisha had come. How will he come back? If we will follow this man, how will he come back? I believe they were trying to call, Elisha, turn back. Elisha ignored them. At times, majority are not always right. Stand alone for God. One with God is in the majority. Elisha stood alone. Elisha stood alone and God honored his commitment, and he became a commander over men, over demons, over death, over kings in his time. Stand alone for God. Stop compromising. Others are doing evil. Don't join them. Stay with Jesus alone. In your office, don't join them to chain receipt. In your family, don't join them to worship that idol. Stand alone with God. Stand alone for God. He will back you up in the name of Jesus. Verse 8, and Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. They went over. You are going to go over in the name of Jesus. If you combine your faith with the faith of Jesus, you will go over. The master will take you over. The Bible said they went over. You know the story very well. They went over, and finally the chariot of fire took away Elijah, and Elisha was left alone. Elijah was left alone. And now, after being left alone, he would need to go back to the people that mocked him. The sons of the prophet mocked him when he was being committed, when he was following after Elijah. He was too committed. He forsook everything. They were mocking him. They were laughing at him. But he was left alone now. But he got the double portion, because the mantle came down. The mantle came down. Look at it now. In verse 11. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire. Stop there. As Elisha was talking, his mind was not talking. His mouth was talking, but his eyes were watching. His mouth was talking, but his mind was totally focused on Elijah. He was not being carried away. He was not being carried away. He was a man of focus. The Bible says, and it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. I love verse 12. And Elisha saw it. And Elisha saw it. Do you remember that Elijah told Elisha, if you see me, he gave him a condition, and Elisha fulfilled the condition. He said, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. He went back. Listen to me. He had paid the price. Now, situation was changed before him. He had paid the price. Even Jordan could not resist him. He had paid the price. The power of darkness could not resist him. He had paid the price. Impossibility must become possible. He paid the price. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back. You are going to go back. If you can follow the Lord totally, if you can be committed to Jesus, if you can be yielded to him, to serve him in truth and in faithfulness, you will go back. We are the defeated. You are going back to defeat them. Where you have failed, you are going back to succeed. Where you have not achieved results, you are going back to achieve results in the name of Jesus. And he went back and stood by the bank of Jordan, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? He fulfilled the condition. The Lord God of Elijah manifested power. What happened? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha what? Went over. Elisha went over. You will go over in the name of Jesus. You must go over by the blood of Jesus. He went over. You must go over. The power of God in your life will take you over. But you see here, Elisha fulfilled the condition. He fulfilled it. And he went over. You must go over in the name of Jesus. You need to invoke the power of the Lord God of Elijah. When you are sick and tired of the evil onslaught of the kingdom of darkness, you need to invoke the power of the Lord God of Elijah. When they are thinking it is over for you, it is the power of the Lord God of Elijah that will take you out of the doldrum of problem and take you to the top of victory in the name of Jesus. It is a powerful battle cry for those who have an eye on winning victory at all costs. If you want to win victory at all costs, invoke the power of the Lord God of Elijah. When you declare, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" you are automatically sending the battle cry that the Lord responds to. The God who answered by fire will prove himself in your life. You will experience dumbfounding miracles. To provoke the Lord God of Elijah, you must continue with your prayer effort until he appears with his chariot of fire. And I believe he will manifest himself in your life in the name of Jesus. He will not fail you in the name of Jesus. God is alive. He proved himself on Elijah. And as he took him away, Elisha took over. If you go ahead, the people that mocked Elisha before, they came to bow before Elisha. Look at it, 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 15. And when the sons of the prophet, which were to view at Jericho, saw him. When they saw him before, they mocked him. They mocked at him. They laughed at him. But now when they saw him, they saw something. They said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him. Do you notice before, they were looking at him afar off. They were looking at him as like an outcast. They were looking at him like a failure. They were looking at him as if it was over for him. But when power came on Elisha, the Bible says they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Verse 15. They came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. When power jam your life, your enemy will come to meet you. When Jesus enters your life, your situation will change. When Jesus enters your life and you are totally committed to God, people that have mocked you before will come to celebrate you. When Jesus, you allow Jesus into your life and you are committed, dedicated to him, not compromising, strong men shall bow themselves before you. The Bible said the strong men shall bow themselves and the keepers of the house shall tremble. When they came back, the people that mocked him, they came to celebrate him. He became a commander. He became a ruler. My brother, my sister, God is calling you today. Are you totally committed to Jesus? Are you committed to God? God alone, not God and any other thing. If you want God to manifest his power in your life, you must not have alternative. Not God and so and so. Not God and herbalist. Not God and Iyanga. Not God and the pastor. Not God and the prophet. It's God alone. You commit your life to God. You dedicate your heart to God. You give everything to him. And you let him know, "Lord, you are my only option. No other option but you. Arise and fight for me." He will rise up. He will intervene for you. And he will do greater things for you. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 62 verse 11, it said, "God has spoken once, twice have I had days, that power belongeth unto God." He rules the world. He controls the power. He will control your situation. He will change your situation. He will mesmerize your attackers. He will mesmerize your enemies. He will bring them down. Sicknesses in your body must die. Diseases must die. Pain must go. Because the Lord God of Elijah is still alive. And he will manifest himself in your life today in the name of Jesus. I believe you want God to do something great. I believe you want God to intervene on your behalf. Before he will do that, you must come into fellowship with him. Are you living in sin? You need to repent of your sin now. You need to repent of the unrighteousness in your life. You need to repent of the evil in your life. Why not bow down your heads and talk to God and say, "Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sin. I am sorry for my sin. Forgive me. Cleanse me through your blood. Wash me through your blood. Wash me through your blood. Cleanse me through your blood. Change me today. Transform my life now. Satan, get out of my life. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, enter my life. Be my Lord and Savior." It will do it. It will change you. And it will bless you today. It will write your name in the book of life. Are you there? You are a backslider? Talk to God. The other sons of the prophet, they were not totally committed. They remain in the doldrum of pain and agony. Until you are committed, you are not to go. You must be committed. And the Lord will help you. In the name of Jesus, tell the Lord now, "Lord, show me mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have compassion on me. Lord, restore me back to you. I live for you. I rededicate my heart, my spirit, soul, and body to you. Lord, change me. He will do it now. He will do it now. I believe he's hearing you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Father, I commit this once into hand, O God, that are dedicating their lives to you today, that are repenting of their sin and evil. I pray you show them mercy. Forgive them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray you cleanse them through your blood. You write their names in the book of life, and you give them grace and power to live for you and to please you, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, because I know you have answered. As we continue our prayer now, manifest your power through our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Remember the title of this message: Where is the Lord God of Elijah? When the Lord God of Elijah manifested himself, Jordan was parted. Impossibilities became possible. As we are going to pray now, I want you to believe God, and God will answer in the name of Jesus. Say, by fire, by thunder, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise, empower me for uncommon breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Empower me for uncommon breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Lord God of Elijah, empower me for uncommon breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Empower me for uncommon breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Arise by fire. Move me forward by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord God of Elijah, move me forward by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord God of Elijah, move me forward by fire in the name of Jesus. Lord God of Elijah, break the yoke of stagnancy in my life now in the name of Jesus. Say, by fire, by thunder, oh God, arise in your power. Make a way for me where there is no way, in the name of Jesus. My Father, make a way for me where there is no way, in the name of Jesus. Make a way for me where there is no way, in the name of Jesus. Make a way for me where there is no way, in the name of Jesus. When Elisha got before River Jordan, and he cried unto the Lord God of Elijah, the Lord God of Elijah rose in power and parted Jordan. And Elijah, the Bible says, and Elisha went over. Say, by fire, by thunder, in the name of Jesus. Your name is the power today. Your name is mighty today, Lord Jesus. And in your name, every knee must bow. I command every Jordan in my life be parted in the name of Jesus. Every Jordan in my body be parted in the name of Jesus. Sicknesses in my body, die in the name of Jesus. Impossibilities in my life, give way in the name of Jesus. Pray this prayer. Say, every evil head that is raised to suppress me, I pull you down by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every evil head raised in my father's house, raised in my mother's house, raised in my place of work to suppress me, I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. Say, every human monitoring my life, lose your power in the name of Jesus. You remember Haman? Haman was monitoring the life of Mordecai. Haman frustrated Mordecai, but Mordecai knew the secret. He sought the God of heaven in fasting and prayer with Esther, and God intervened and changed the situation. Say, by fire, by thunder, every Haman monitoring my life, every Haman that has vowed that I will not go free, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Lose your power in the name of Jesus. Lose your power in the name of Jesus. Say, every power that is consulting witches because of me, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Every power that is consulting witches because of me, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. 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 Pray this prayer very well. Say, oh God of possibilities, empower my life above the desires of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh God of possibilities, empower my life above the desires of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh God of possibilities, empower my life above the desires of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Empower my life above the desires of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Pray this one. Say, oh God of Elijah, arise, provoke my Jordan to divide in the name of Jesus. Oh God of Elijah, arise, provoke my Jordan to divide in the name of Jesus. Provoke my Jordan to divide in the name of Jesus. Pray these four prayers very well. with all your heart. They are very, very important. Say, any particular house in my place of birth, cooking my destiny, take fire in the name of Jesus. I heard about a young man. He was doing fine. But some people started, they invoked something against him. And they were cooking something like meat. As they were cooking it, they invoked his spirit. And that young man started having pain and sorrow and agony. And the man died. You are not to be sacrificed. Jesus was sacrificed for us, for you not to be sacrificed. Anyone trying to sacrifice you is to be sacrificed. In the name of Jesus. Say, any particular house in my place of birth, cooking my destiny, get fire in the name of Jesus. Any particular house in my place of birth, cooking my destiny, get fire in the name of Jesus. Say, oh wind, reverse any curse issued against me and bring me blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh wind, reverse any curse issued against me and bring me blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh wind, reverse any curse issued against me and bring me blessing in the name of Jesus. Pray this one. Say, powers perverting my destiny, fire from heaven, destroy them in the name of Jesus. Powers frustrating my destiny, fire from heaven, destroy them in the name of Jesus. Destroy them in the name of Jesus. Pray this one very well, my brothers and sisters. Say, thrones of darkness legislating against me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Thrones of darkness legislating against me, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Thrones of darkness legislating against me, scatter now in the name of Jesus. Pray this one as we conclude. Two more prayers more. Say, disappointment, frustration, and discouragement shall melt away in my life in the name of Jesus. Disappointment, frustration, and discouragement melt away from my life in the name of Jesus. Melt away from my life in the name of Jesus. Pray this last prayer. The Bible says it commanded and they were created. Say, for the rest of this week, for the rest of this month, there shall be divine manifestation of exchange of powers to favor me in the name of Jesus. For the rest of this week, for the rest of this month, there shall be divine manifestation of the exchange of power to favor me in the name of Jesus. There shall be divine manifestation of the exchange of power to favor me in the name of Jesus. For the rest of this week, for the rest of this month, oh Lord, let there be a divine manifestation of the exchange of power to favor me in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I believe it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, we thank you because you are mighty. Father, we thank you because whatever we ask, you always answer. And we believe you've heard us. In the name of Jesus. Lord, today by fire, by thunder, I decree, by the power of the God of Elijah, every delay or limitation in the life of everyone today, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil bird flying against anyone's destiny here, I bring you down. You are shut down. You are brought down. In the name of Jesus, I decree every power sitting on anybody's destiny here, I command you now, arise. I punish you by judgment. I punish you by fire today. Release that person. Get out in the name of Jesus. I decree that in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Ghost, oh Lord, arise in your power as you manifested yourself on the life of Elisha, and you turn Elisha to a mysterious wonder. Turn every one of us to mysterious wonders this week and for the rest of this month. In the name of Jesus, any man saying no to the years of our life, we shut you down. We quieten you. We command your evil to backfire. We command you to fail on our behalf, on our children's behalf, on our career's behalf. In the name of Jesus, I decree this week will be the best week in our lives. Peace in the name of Jesus. Thank you because it is done. I see the prayer in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Can I have a bigger amen? Amen. Remember, the God of Elijah, it's a God that answered by fire. As you move out this week, call on him all the time. He will show up on your behalf and he will surprise you in the name of Jesus. Share it with others. Live to please the Lord. and God will bless you mightily in the name of Jesus. I am yours in Christ, Dr. Joseph Barakoe. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Dominion Nuggets with Dr. Joseph Barakoe of the Dominion in Christ International in the Kingdom of Eswatini, Southern Africa. We believe you have been greatly blessed by this message and on your way to dominion and victory in life. For prayer, counseling, and more information, or you are led to partner with us and keep this regular broadcast on air, please kindly reach us on +268 763 528 45, +268 763 528 45, or by email info@citrac.org, or via WhatsApp on +27 7192 12413. Stay in the loving grips of Jesus till we come your way again on this same platform. God bless you. Jesus is Lord.